Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Friday, Ahmed, a co-laborer for the gospel in Pakistan, appeared in court for his blasphemy trial. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
And then shortly before midnight, Eastern time, I received word that Ahmed was indeed attacked by 10 men as soon as he was called into the courtroom for his legal proceedings on charges of blasphemy against Islam. He suffered 2 head injuries, but there were friends with him who were able to take him to the hospital for emergency treatment.
Turns out the judge hearing Ahmed's case was actually complicit in the attack. Because of the fatwa against him, these men won't be punished for their actions. Ahmed is now home. Keep praying for him and for his family, and thank God for delivering Ahmed through this trial. And World Mission recently sent 200 solar-powered audio Bibles to the Hausa people in Nigeria. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
There's over 30 million Hausa speakers in Nigeria, and the people on the ground tell us it's almost 99% of them are Muslim. So it's very difficult to break into their culture and share the gospel. But what we found is the treasure has been incredibly well-received because it speaks their language, and the people embrace it. So these 200 treasures that are going in right now, more than 28,000 Muslims will hear the gospel for the first time in the next few weeks.
So World Mission has a vision to reach all Muslims in Nigeria with the gospel, and they're offering leadership training programs to help mobilize the believers in Nigeria. Let's be praying the gospel would spread throughout the country. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.